USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Republicans in the House Committee on Natural Resources held a forum Friday to discuss how President Biden's exit from Afghanistan left massive untapped reserves of rare earth metals, lithium, and other vital minerals in Taliban hands, potentially opening them up to exploitation by China. Influential conservative commentator Candace Owens called on the U.S. to intervene in Australia's tyrannical treatment of its citizens this week, less than a month after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis compared Australia to China.
When do we invade Australia and free and oppress people who are suffering under a totalitarian regime? When do we spend trillions of dollars to spread democracy in Australia?
She noted that the U.S. spent 20 years and trillions of dollars on a war in Afghanistan to purportedly spread democracy in a tyrannical land. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Gas prices are the highest they've been in 7 years, and they're going to keep on climbing through the winter. Across the entire United States, the current average price for a gallon of gas is $3.37. The last time it averaged $3.37 a gallon was September 17, 2014, according to records kept by AAA. The number of Americans left behind in Afghanistan appears to be much higher than we were led to believe. Here's Mike Fortier.
The White House never gave an exact number of Americans left behind in Afghanistan once the Taliban took over, but they used phrases like a handful or about 100. Congressional sources, though, tell the Washington Free Beacon this week the number is closer to 400, and at one point was about 600. California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa tells the Free Beacon this shows the Biden-Harris administration repeatedly lied to the world about the citizens of our country it abandoned in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, among Afghans who were airlifted to the U.S., about 12,000 of them, or 20%, arrived without any paperwork or identification.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
WikiLeaks publisher Julian Assange is a political prisoner, and the process against him is a crime against journalism, said a group of academics, politicians, journalists, and advocates convened ahead of his extradition hearing Friday. Among the speakers was former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
We've had some very, very powerful testimonies made here today about the way in which Julian Assange was spied on in a place he thought was safe, the way in which there were real and credible threats made to his life by agents of the CIA, and the way in which he has, in my view, been unjustly imprisoned.
Assange has been held without bail at the maximum security Belmarsh prison in South London for almost 2.5 years now. His extradition has already been refused, but the U.S. has appealed that decision, and the appeal is to be heard next week. A rapper finds himself in trouble with big tech. Mike Fortier reports.
In the song Let's Go Brandon, rapper Bryson Gray takes shots at the president and his handling of the pandemic.
Hey, hey. I said the jest about the spread, it was lies.
I remember
how you wrote, but you haven't opened your eyes.
Saying Biden said the jab stopped the spread, it was lies. Other lyrics, this belt control, everybody knows, ruining the country, I think that's the goal. YouTube informing Gray this week his channel was taken down for medical misinformation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.